CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 20th of December 2020. Here are the main headlines. Only one more GB2RS this year. Radcom Plus out now. Short break for ETCC. Next Sunday, the 27th, we'll see the final GB2RS script for 2020. The deadline for news is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 22nd of December, instead of the usual Thursday. The news reading on the 27th is optional, as the RSGB appreciates that not all news readers will be available as normal, but the script will be on the RSGB website so everyone can see it. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the news readers who read the news on a variety of platforms for their service to their fellow amateurs throughout the year. We'd also like to remind amateurs that there's been a long-standing convention to keep 145.525 megs free of traffic at 10 a.m. on Sundays to allow the news reading to go ahead without interference. Thank you to all those listeners who listen on Sunday mornings and other times that the news is read, to those who call in after to speak to the news readers, and to everyone who listens via various internet-based ways. There'll be no script prepared for broadcasting on Sunday the 3rd of January 2021 because RSGB HQ is closed. Newsreaders may of course choose to run a net at their normal transmission time but under their own call sign only. That doesn't apply of course to this internet bulletin. The newest edition of Radcom Plus is now available to RSGB members for viewing or download. This edition contains over 40 pages of technical articles ranging from wide dynamic range field strength meter to a tracking generator for the SA3000 homebrew spectrum analyzer, which was itself described in an earlier issue. Go to the RSGB site for more information. You can also sign up for an email alert when future editions of Radcom Plus are available at the same web address. The RSGB's Emerging Technology Coordination Committee will have a break from processing and renewing repeater gateways and beacon notices of variation from the 22nd of December to the 4th of January. It's had its busiest year ever with three times the number of usual applications. The committee would like to remind all NOV holders whose renewals fall due over the holiday period to check the reminders that have been sent to them and get the renewals in straight away. Throughout 2020, the IARU has been busy contributing to and participating in the work of CEPT Project Team SE40 concerning the 23 SEMS band Galileo stroke GLON ASS coexistence topic. The last SE40 meeting in 2020 was held from the 2nd to the 7th of December, and the IARU Region 1 was represented by Barry Lewis, G4SJH, who's in the Region 1 SRLC chair. It can be expected that the technical studies will begin in earnest as we move forward into 2021. You can read more on the IARU Region 1 website, which is iaru-rfigure1.org. The RSGB board has appointed Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, to the role of Nominations Committee Chairman. He will commence his duties immediately and plans, together with the rest of the committee, to present two candidates to the AGM in April for endorsement as nominated directors. If you're interested in becoming an RSGB board director and feel you have the time, enthusiasm and skills, contact Stephen via email to nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Listen out for youngsters on the air stations around the world. GB20 Yota will be operating throughout December. Hilderston Radio Society will operate part of today and tomorrow. Monday the 21st, Wednesday, GM1DSK will supervise the operator MM7DWK. M0NCG takes over on Thursday, and GW R0RVR has the call on Saturday, supervising 2W0PQU. The full calendar is shown on GB20 Yota page on QRZ.com. The call sign EI0YOTA has been activated a number of times since the start of December between 8-year-old Ryan, EI8KW, and 11-year-old Shobin, or Sean, I think that might be. They have achieved over 1,000 QSOs so far. RSGBHQ will close for Christmas and the New Year period from 4:30pm on the 23rd of December. It opens again at 8:30 on the 4th of January. During that time, if you need information about amateur radio, exams or RADCOM, you'll find lots of information on the RSGB website. Last UK orders from the RSGB shop for delivery in time for Christmas is 10am on Tuesday, the 22nd of December. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park is currently closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, special event news. Members and supporters of Denby Dale ARS are running special event stations to welcome the new year from the end of December. They'll be using call signs GB number HNY. For more details, see the QRZ.com for GB9 HNY, which I presume is Happy New Year. Operators Ray, PA5DX, and Vim, PD8DX, will be activating three special event call signs, PA20 Xmas, PD20 Santa, and PD20 Elf. During the Christmas holiday season, there'll be special downloadable awards for working at least two of the Christmas stations. See QRZ.com entry for PA20 XMAS. Thurrock Acorns ARC members will be on the air as GB4 XMS, from the 20th of December to the 3rd of January. During the month of December, Welland Valley ARS members will be running GB1 XMS, GB2 XMS, GB5 XMS, and GB9 XMS from their home shacks, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. DX News, Kenji JA4GXS will be active as JA4GXS/4 from Otsu Island. That's IOTA AS117 on the 25th and 26th of December. He'll operate CWSSB and FT8 on 40, 30 and 20 metre bands QSL via home call. Now, the contest news. Please check before any contests for rules about lockdown and social distancing. Go with your national and local government's advice. As tradition dictates, December is a quiet month for traditional contests with no RSGBHF contests, but do look out for RSGB Hope QSO parties. There are two series which run from the 21st of December to the 14th of January, with a short break over Christmas. On Saturday the 26th, the DARC Christmas contest runs from 08:30 to 1100 UTC using CW and SSB. On the 3.5 and 7 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. German stations will also exchange either DOK or NM. The Christmas cumulative start at 1400 UTC on the 26th and run until 1600 UTC on the 29th. Using all modes in the 52432 megs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Worktall Britain Christmas Party takes place between the 26th of December and the 6th of January. Using all modes on the amateur contest bands, the exchange is the WAB book number. The Stu Perry Top Band Challenge runs from 1500 UTC on the 26th to 1520 UTC on the 27th, CW only. Top band, 160 metres, the exchange is your four-character locator square. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon runs until the end of January 2021. Just exchange a signal report and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We've had another week of lacklustre sunspot activity. The solar flux index has been pegged at around 82, caused by the two tiny sunspots in active region 2793. Having said that, a lack of coronal hole activity has meant that geomagnetic conditions have been settled, with a maximum KP index of 2, but more often than not, it was actually 0. This has meant that the daytime critical frequency over the UK has frequently been around 5.5 megs. This means a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path of around 21 megs, with very occasional openings even on 28 megs. Even 10-metre FT8 has been sounding quiet, with intra-UK signals being mostly prevalent. You can often see 10-metre FT8 ground wave signals up to around 100 miles away being decoded. We did have a C-class solar flare on Monday the 14th, but as it was in the afternoon with sunset only an hour away, it didn't do much damage, with the ionosphere recovering very quickly. Next week, NOAA predicts the SFI will be 85 or 86. The effects of another coronal hole will likely be felt across this weekend, with the potential for the KP index to rise to 4. But after that subsides, geomagnetic conditions are likely to be more settled, with a maximum KP index of 2 over the Christmas period. Santa Claus is taking a rest this year at OF9X in Finland, but we do have some other Christmas DX for you. The CQ SantaNet is being held in the USA on 3.916 megs every day at 0115 UTC. There's a chance you may hear it depending on who's operating, as December is generally a good month for transatlantic low-band propagation. Just ask Guglielmo Marconi, who traversed the Atlantic on the 12th of December 1901. Please note that amateurs in the UK cannot transmit on 3.916 megs, as it's outside the UK allocation, but you may be able to hear the net taking place. Now, the VHF and up propagation news. We continue through the first weekend with the unsettled theme to the weather, giving wet and windy conditions at times, so again it's a good period to test out some rain scatter paths on the gigahertz band. A major change is shown in some models from midweek as high pressure edges towards Ireland from the Atlantic and puts a colder northerly flow down across the British Isles from midweek. This will not be useful for tropo, since the high remains well to the west, but it will allow some showers to affect many areas, and it's not totally out of the question that some could have a wintry flavour in the second half of the week. At the end of next week, the high moves in across the country, but it's still unlikely to be a strong tropo player. The Geminids meteor shower has peaked. Activity was high, with stations running just 50 watts and a small beam reporting good digimode meteor scatter QSOs. The Eurysid shower peaks on Tuesday with a ZHR of 10, and there's not long to wait until the big one, the Quarantids, in January. More about that shower in the next report. Moon declination goes positive again on Tuesday, so visibility windows are increasing all week. Losses are increasing as we move away from perigee, but 144 meg sky noise is low, not reaching 400 Kelvin until next Sunday. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.